From the KDOL Newsroom, this is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at what keeps the Central Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett.
Selling grams is great. Selling tenths of grams is not something I'm necessarily interested in.
When the state of Alaska approved on-site consumption of marijuana in cannabis stores, it shifted the onus to local municipalities, which can choose to further regulate it. This week, the Kenai City Council took the first step to do just that, tasking the city attorney with drawing up a draft ordinance and looping in the Planning and Zoning Commission. But some members and at least one store owner aren't convinced on-site consumption is going to be the next big thing, despite Alaska being the first state to legalize it. Ryan Tunseth, owner of East Rip Cannabis, addressed the council on the subject Wednesday night.
But I thought it would be worth at least showing up and just sort of weighing in my thoughts and maybe a few things that might lend some perspective about the issue. Of course, the on-site endorsement applies to retail stores. I own a retail store within the city limits, and it's not something that I'm going to be trying to do. And really just because I don't think the compatibility for my location is something that will work, and so it's not initially something that I have desire to do or plan to do. Personally, that I feel like it should be allowed because it's sort of a liberty thing. Like if you have something that's legal, you should be able to, you know, exercise that. And so I'm not going to necessarily advocate for it or against it either way, but I do feel like it is something that should be allowed. And I would say that and keep in mind that I say that thinking because it was actually a pretty well-crafted document. What it does is it limits consumption quite a bit, no concentrates. It limits the consumption you can have of flower to 1 gram a day, which is essentially a joint. Most joints I sell come in 1 gram or half gram increments. And so it has very low limits, but it also comes with a pretty robust set of requirements, ventilation systems, separate areas, areas where the employees can be away from smoke, areas where you monitor it. And so I think what it actually will be is an answer for areas that needed it, areas that had cruise ship passengers, places that would just get inundated with people, and they had the option to smoke and needed to and somewhere to go. And it will also sort of satisfy this ability to maybe sample products before they're in there because of that low dosage. And, of course, the other requirements that are in there are restrictive against things like happy hours and games and stuff like that. So I think to view it in the context that what you'll see is smoking lounges and areas where people are hanging out smoking marijuana, I think it will be much more transient than that. And I really don't see it as a viable business model to be a smoking lounge. For somebody that's in the business, selling grams is great. Selling tenths of grams is not something I'm necessarily interested in.
City Councilman Henry Nackstedt asked Tunseth for more details on how a smoking room might work.
You know, you said it was maybe not real viable, you know, it would be more in a more transient place. And you mentioned cruise ships and all that. For the city of Kenai, because that's our concern, do you see it to be at all viable for this type, for consumption, based on how you understand the regulations, that somebody would actually do that here?
I think it would be viable. I think it's something that would work. It would certainly be something you could add on to a standalone retail, and it would work. I don't necessarily see it as something that's going to generate a whole lot of profit. If it was something that I would apply to my business, I would see it more as a sales tool to sell other types of marijuana, that you could come over to this area, try that one. If you liked it, bought that one. As a model of being like a smoking lounge or a recreational area, I personally just don't see it.
While agreeing that the city's Planning and Zoning Commission should tackle the issue, Councilman Tim DeVar said he didn't want to see an ordinance go there to die. Our number this week is 2. That's how many chances you get to talk to officials about the state budget. Kenai Representative Gary Knopp is bringing colleagues from the House majority to the Soldotna Sports Center on Saturday evening, while on Monday evening, Governor Mike Dunleavy is making a presentation at the Cannery Lodge, sponsored by the Koch Brothers Group, Americans for Prosperity. Both meetings are open to the public. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. For KDLL Shaylin Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.